This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did you watch last night? Do you think it changed any minds? President Trump and Joe Biden going at it in their final debate before the election. Some heated moments, but not the chaotic debate we saw last time. The lead topic? The coronavirus pandemic.
Polls suggest voters see the pandemic as the campaign's defining issue.
We're rounding the corner. It's going away.
This is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter.
We're learning to live with it.
People are learning to die with it.
The president promised a vaccine soon. Biden says a dark winter is coming, and with more than 225,000 Americans already dead.
I've been congratulated by the heads of many countries on what we've been able to do.
Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP national political reporter Bill Barrow says President Trump toned it down in this debate.
The first debate was not good for him at all. I think some of his supporters may have loved how just pugnacious he was in that debate, but it didn't help him with people who already weren't with him. So one, they just wanted him to tone it down there. Two, they thought, look, Biden is a guy who will trip himself up sometimes. He'll either contradict himself, he may stumble over his words. Like, let him have some time to talk and he may hand you some victory.
New this morning, a report that Pope Francis has been warned he may have been exposed to COVID-19. The report says he met with a bishop at the Vatican who then tested positive for the virus. The Vatican's ambassador to Australia had a face-to-face meeting with Francis on October 6th before testing positive. That's according to a report from Australia. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara, Turkey, issued a security alert this morning, saying it's gotten reports of a possible attack on Americans and other foreigners, too. This is AP News. Turns out way fewer fans are watching the World Series. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
The World Series is setting records, but not in the way baseball would have hoped. For the second straight night, the matchup between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays set a record-low audience of TV viewers. Nielsen reports Game 2 was seen by an average of 8.9 million viewers. That is even less than the 9.1 million that tuned in to see the series opener on Tuesday night. Looking for a scapegoat for the lack of viewership? Blame it on the Rays. The low rating for any game before this year came in 2008, the only other time the Rays were in the World Series. They were playing the Philadelphia Phillies that year. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Macy's says Santa won't be greeting kids at its flagship store in New York this holiday season because of the pandemic. Kids will be able to take a selfie with Santa on Macy's website. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.